6 months after violence shook Milwaukee's Sherman Park neighborhood, it's pretty much business as usual at a couple of local schools. Leaders there aren't sure if being at status quo is a good or a bad thing, or perhaps both. Milwaukee College Prep operates two charter schools a few blocks from where a police officer shot and killed a man in August, and where unrest flared up afterward. It all happened days before kids would head back for a new school year, and MCP leaders anticipated the return with a mix of worry and excitement.
Coming off the weekend, there was a heaviness of just like the weight of our shoulders of the work that needs to get done.
Man, I cannot wait to get our staff and our students back in the building.
So how has school been going? WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello revisited MCP to check with teachers and students.
For 8th grader Randy Brownlee, school is Milwaukee College Prep's Lloyd Street campus, and home is Sherman Park. Randy lives around the corner from where unrest erupted this summer. He says he had been playing there just 3 days earlier, and while hearing about his neighborhood on the news was disappointing, it didn't surprise him.
I kind of thought it could have happened anywhere. I'm not happy saying it, but to me, I'm just getting used to it. You hear a gunshot, oh, hope that person okay. It's kind of becoming like, oh, this is going to happen every day, like it's a tradition or something.
And so for our students, I mean, it was business as usual, which is sad.
That's Mark Ketterhagen, principal at MCP's Lloyd Street campus.
It's not like marginalization and being discriminated against started last summer.
Last we spoke in August, Ketterhagen and other leaders at MCP told me they weren't sure what to expect going into the new year. Would students be upset? Would the normally happy, upbeat tone in MCP buildings turn somber? But for the most part, Ketterhagen says, things have not really changed.
It does feel like a normal year, and that has caused me to reflect, should I feel guilty about that? Like, should it not feel like a normal year? Are we not doing our job if it feels like a normal year? Are we not pushing the envelope enough or having enough conversations?
MCP has always built in time for staff and students to talk about tough issues, such as at school-wide assemblies and restorative justice circles. Those tools still exist, but now, Maggie Olson says, conversations also occur spontaneously.
I do feel that there was a little bit of difference with the adult culture around the acceptingness to be open to the conversation.
Olson is principal at MCP's 38th Street campus.
Our teachers were more open to when kids wanted to have their voice heard. Teachers dug into that and said, okay, we're going to stop what we're doing and open up the conversation. Although we definitely need to make sure that our reading, writing, and math is happening, character is just as important.
One teacher-student conversation happened when Principal Ketterhagen poked his head in at the end of my chat with students Randy and Jakiah.
Do you guys feel like we do a good job talking about race issues and talking about violence and things that are in the Milwaukee community enough? And you're like not going to hurt my feelings, be super honest.
I think both. Like sometimes we don't really talk about it, but sometimes our teachers, they come up to us, ask us what we think about what's happening and what we could do to make the community better.
Yeah. Would you have a suggestion of something that...
Staff and students say they know things will inevitably happen beyond school walls. In fact, recently, a shooting took place just a few blocks from the Lloyd Street playground, right after kids had been dismissed. Principal Maggie Olson says no matter what goes on outside, staff will work to make school a safe place.
I can't control what the kids are bringing in, but when they come through my doors, I can control every moment of that day, how many smiles we're getting, how many high fives, what joy is going to look like, how many minutes we're going to focus on different things. At the end of the day, we can only control that.
It seems as though school is a pretty great place for 8th graders Randy Brownlee and Jakiah Graves Smith. They want to take me on a tour of their building before I leave.
So we can take you up to middle school.
Middle school started at 5th grade at our school. Yeah.
The kids say what happened in Sherman Park may have affected their lives at home, but not their education.
This is where we grew up at and went all the way up.
Does it bring back memories of like being this little and hanging your stuff up?
Every time.
Rachel Morello, 89.7 WUWM.